whole lot of talk. The interviews that rock. Brought to you by Rock Antenna, Germany's number one rock radio station.
Hello and welcome. This is Tamara from Rock Antenna, and we are speaking today with John Larsen from Wallbeat. Hello, John.
Hello there.
How are you doing today?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm fine too. Thank you so much. You're really busy today, right?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, just been in the rehearsal room and now I'm home doing this.
Really much press action, I think, and really busy because you have a new album coming up next month.
Yeah. We've been doing a bunch of press over the last couple of weeks because, as you say, the album is on its way. It's going to be released very soon. So, yeah, we've been kind of busy, you know, doing press, rehearse for the tours, and, you know, but that's good. We like to be busy.
For sure. We were looking up to this album since 4 years because Seven of the Mind was released 4 years ago now. So I was wondering, what was the band doing the last 4 years?
Yeah, what were we doing?
Well, we toured for like, most of 22. We spent touring behind Servant and we toured, I guess, half of 23. As well. And for 24 last year, actually, we only had two shows, which was with Iron Maiden in Brazil. We were invited to participate with Maiden in Brazil, and we couldn't say no to that.
For sure.
We weren't.
Iron Maiden is calling.
Yeah. We weren't supposed, actually, to do any touring at all in 24. Not like taking a year off, but it was more like, well, you guys already toured, you know, what you can tour with Seven of the Mind, you know, and there's really no need for you to do any touring in 24. And we were like, well, that's kind of unusual for us because we've always been touring, you know, more or less. And it took us a little while to get used to it, not really touring. But instead of sitting at home, you know, doing nothing or getting yelled at or whatever you do at home, we said, okay, you know, let's come up with some new songs and, make a new album. And that's basically what we did. You know, we started in, I don't know, February of 24, I think. And within three months, we had the songs that was needed for the album, those 10 songs. And we spent the next couple of months just rehearse them intensively, you know, eyeing out, you know, little things that perhaps didn't work or try different stuff. And then we recorded the album in, was it November? I think late October, early November, we went into the studio and recorded it. And and then we did two shows with Maiden and that was it. And right now, as I said, you know, we've been doing a lot of press for the album, photo shoots, videos, and now we're rehearsing to go back out on the road. And in like a month, we'll be back out touring.
Yeah. So really, really tight schedule. And I was wondering about what was your vision or your inspiration for this new album when you started like in 2024?
The inspiration. I think the idea was just basically to see what we could come up with or what Michael could come up with the new songs. He did the Yes in Hell thing last year, his other project. And once he was done with that, you know, we just went into full overdrive with the songs. I think one of the ideas was kind of a little bit like Servant was actually to go back a little bit, you know, go back to our roots, so to speak, and do kind of an updated version of how we used to do it. I would rather say it like that. And that went for the recording of actually this album in particular. On this album, Michael actually did all the rhythm guitars. He did all the themes on the guitars. Whereas previously when Rob was in the band, you know, Rob would do some rhythm stuff too and some themes. And it gave us a slightly different sound. And for this one, it's more like going back to how we used to do it when we started out. I mean, when the first, I guess, three, maybe even four albums were recorded, it was basically Michael doing all the guitars. Thomas would do a little bit when he was in the band. And when Rob joined, Rob would do a bit more stuff because he had his own style and he was such a brilliant guitar player that it was kind of stupid not letting Rob, you know, participate and do some rhythm and themes. But like I said, for this one, maybe go back a little bit like we used to do. And that was one of the aims that we had. Also, another aim was to make it sound more organic, perhaps. Make it sound a bit more like a band kind of playing live in the studio this time. Not do too much of editing. You know, we told Jakob, our producer, he said, you know, all these fancy robots that you have in the studio, you know, all the samples and all that stuff, let's see if we can do it without, you know, make the drums sound like drums, basically. Don't put all that fancy stuff on top of it. You know, if there's one hit on the snare drum that's not as equally hard as the other hits, leave it, you know.
Okay, I think it's really funny that you mentioned that because I thought there, I already listened to it for sure. And I thought there is really much happening. And it's really, on some parts, it's really dark. In some points, it's really heavy and maybe much more heavy. So what was the idea for the music? And maybe do you want to follow this musical path in the future?
That's hard to say what the future will bring. I mean, who knows what it brings? But yeah, I mean, in some ways, it's probably a little bit harder, but that could also be down to the way it was produced and the way we played it. But I still think that this album, like actually almost every other album, it still has, you know, the more up-tempo, happy type of songs. You still have songs, you know, that have the big choruses and the big hook lines. One thing that probably was changed a bit on this one was actually he doesn't sing as much as he used to for several reasons. One of the reasons was actually he said, well, you know, on some of the previous albums, I was singing all the time. Please shut the F up, you idiot. Let the music kind of be a bit more in the foreground than just the vocals. So that was one of the things. And, you know, the songs just came out the way they came, actually.
And do you think that this worked out, that the music is more in the lyrics and the vocals are more in the background and the music is more present?
Again, I think it's more like the first couple of albums we did. It's more back to that type of thing, you know. Of course, the vocals are still important and, you know, the melodies and the hook lines and all that. But I think for some of the songs, it kind of took a little bit of a backseat. And, you know, instead of him singing all the time, you know, let's just play the riff a couple of times before he starts yodeling again.
And as I already know, you have nothing to do with the lyrics, but I think in its lyrical way and also in its musical way, it's a really deep and dark album. So why do you think it gets so dark?
That's a very, very good question. Why do I think that? Honestly, I have no idea.
It just happened.
Yeah. It's. I mean, he could probably talk for hours about that. Why it is so, but I have no idea.
Okay. No problem. So, but maybe because I was wondering about the last single which came out, which has this really, really cool and so superficial title, In the Barn of the Goat, Giving Birth to Satan's Spawn in a Dying World of Doom.
Right. Classic.
What did you say when Michael came up with this title?
I thought it was a joke, to be honest, in the beginning. But, you know, when he came in with the ideas for the song, he said, how about no chorus? Let's think a little bit outside of our usual box. So how about no chorus? Let's try to make the song and let that whole title kind of be, you know, either hook line or chorus, depends on how you look at it. And And I thought, you know what, that's actually an interesting idea, because usually it would usually go, you would do a verse, maybe a bridge, maybe a pre-chorus, and then you would go back and do a verse, bridge, and then the chorus would come in. And this time, like you said, how about no chorus? Let's just, you know, play, and then at some point I'll make sure I fit in the title, and that can be the kind of chorus. So that was actually a kind of interesting way to do it. And again, I think a little bit like, again, going back to some of the very early stuff we did, I don't recall him thinking in the beginning about, oh yeah, we got to do verse, bridge, chorus. You know, it just happened. And it's kind of like the same thing with this one.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about your new track, which will come up next week. It is called Time Will Heal. And it's a really emotional and personal one, as I've read and as I heard. Why do you chose this song to be released as the third single? And what do you think is so special about this track?
I think actually it was a management idea to release it as a single. I think that was an idea that they came up with. I'm not sure though, but it's a slightly different song than the two other songs that we have released so far. It's one of those songs, you know, again, you know, that's more melodic and, dare I say it, nice even. And again, as for the lyrics, yeah, again, that's his domain, you know.
Mm-hmm. For sure. But in its musical way, what do you think it's so special about it?
I think it's special because it's kind of like, it's slightly different than what we used to do. Of course, it still has that sound to it, like everything else. But I think that song could actually have been on the Rewind album that we did a couple of years ago. It could actually have fitted in there, but it's, on the other hand, I also feel it's kind of a dark type of song, and maybe it's the way that we play it. I'm not really sure.
Okay, that's really funny, because I thought it's a song with a little bit more hope into it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was for me on this really dark album a song with a feeling of hope.
You gotta have hope in life. In general, you know, where are we without hope, actually?
For sure. And I think that's a really nice way to sum this album up, because it's so dark, maybe in its first track, which have been released with By a Monster's Hand. Then you had this really riot track with, you know, In the Barn of the Goat. And yeah, Time Will Heal is like the more, not happy, but more lightful song, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, that sums it up pretty well.
Nice. Nice that I can sum it up. So, very cool. And for sure, we're going to hear some of these new tracks on tour.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any new track which you are really looking forward to play live the first times?
Actually, all of them, to be honest. It's always fun to play new stuff. Because, yeah, I know that, of course, we have a bunch of songs that we have to play every night, and you will get them every night. So stop complaining, people. You will get them, whatever you like it or not. But, you know, we're always looking forward to play the new stuff. Also because, first of all, to see if they actually work live. I mean, one thing is that we think that this is the greatest thing we've ever made or whatever, but maybe it turns out that the songs don't work live, or maybe only half of them will work live. So we are very excited to see how they work live, actually. And right now we are rehearsing all 10 songs, but we're not going to play all 10 songs in one show. That's too much. But we are hopefully going to be able to play all the songs at some point or the other. You know, we will start off with playing a few of them, and then maybe change a couple of them. Maybe those ones that we may start with, maybe they will stay in the set forever. Who knows?
That would be really nice for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, really nice to hear that. So really looking forward to this new tour. Really looking forward to hear the new songs, and for sure your great songs. And yeah, really looking forward to it. I hope you too.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've like you said, you know, we haven't really been touring ever since the summer of 23. So we are definitely hyped to go back out on the tour, you know, and just go out and play again. You know, it's been a while, so we're really looking forward to go back out on tour, and hopefully people will like what we do.
For sure. I'm really sure about that. So, John, thank you so much for your time. Thank you so much for this interview, and see you on tour.
Absolutely. We will be there.
For sure. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Whole lot of talk, the interviews that rock. Subscribe to our channel for more rocking podcasts.